pretty good to me. You assess your performance.
Yeah, I thought we did pretty well as an offense. You know, we two touchdowns. I think we had three drives, and you know, I really feel like we didn't have a penalty on the third and long conversion that we had. You know, our right tackle was, you know, backed up a little bit off the line. Nothing, you know, nothing really that he did. Just a, you know, a young guy's mistake. But you know, other than that, I think we played pretty good.
Okay, and this time we saw you push the ball in from the 1 yard line. You ran it twice, got it done the second time.
Yeah, a lot of good things out there. We ran the ball well. Had a nice screen pass down the 1 yard line, and Willis had a nice touchdown catch for us, so all in all, I thought it was a good day.
Really looked like the first string offense was comfortable.
Oh yeah, we're definitely comfortable. You know, we got ways to go. You know, obviously, like I said, you can't have the penalty in a crucial situation like that. That would have been a big conversion for us, but you know, we just want to, you know, not get too happy about this. You know, I mean, it was a good day out there, but if we can just keep on improving at a steady incline, I think we'll be a good offense come game one.
Kyle,
thanks.
Is it almost as if the touchdown thing becomes, that's what we need to work on? And, you know, after not getting in the end zone last week and having that be a little bit of a problem before, now getting in there?
Well, that's the goal, you know, obviously. I mean, you can run for as many yards as you want, throw for as many yards as you want, but if it, you know, if it doesn't convert to 7 points, then, you know, what's the point? So I think we're going to be an offense that can be explosive, be dynamic, be versatile, and score a lot of points.
Noshon also seemed to be very comfortable tonight, not just running the ball, but also you seemed comfortable throwing it.
Oh, I thought he ran some of it. I talked to Noshon after the game, and I thought, you know, it was his best game that I've been with him in the past game. Just, you know, running solid routes for me, catching the ball in stride and getting the first down. He had a big 3rd and 9 conversion. So I think, you know, he's coming into his own. And, you know, Noshon's a guy, you know, his third year here, but he hasn't been able to go through. This is his first camp that he's gone through. And I just know, you know, as a young player when I played, camp's very important for young players, whether you've been on the field or not, you know. So he's been able to stay healthy through this camp and get a lot of reps, get a lot of looks, and he's going to benefit from it.
Kyle Orton, thank you very much. Look forward to next week. Zubin, back to you.
Willis produced the offense with the 1 yard run, then also the screen.
Yeah, I mean, he's a patient runner. He's a big runner. I mean, he's a big back. Certainly his hands, you know, are very good. So, you know, he's been doing it a long time. He's a good player.
You guys really did get the screen game involved with both running backs today. I feel like that can be a good feature of the offense.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you can do all three things, you know, if you can throw it, if you can run it, and if you can be good in the screen game, you know, it's really tough for defenses to say they're going to sit there and dial up a ton of blitzes and try to take away a specific part of your game, you know, because you just can do too many things. So, you know, like I said, we got a ways to go, but, you know, we had a good night.
People talk about the physical running game you guys want to establish, but you haven't forgotten about Brandon Lloyd.
Well, Brandon's one of our best players, no doubt about it. I mean, he deserved to be in the Pro Bowl last year, and he's certainly on track this year. So, you know, we'll run the ball as much as we can, but once we get one-on-one with Brandon, that's where the ball's going to go.
Is your chemistry with Brandon the best you've ever had with a receiver in the NFL?
Yeah, I mean, I've worked the longest with him. I mean, he's a special player. I mean, he really is. He's a great wide receiver, great route runner. He's one of the best route runners in the league. And, you know, certainly everybody sees how he can go up and get the football and jump for the ball. So he's a top-flight player.
And how much comfort do you get from knowing that he's going to go up and get the ball?
Oh, yeah, I mean, he just, you know, one-on-one, he's open. So he's always good at breaking up a bad pass. You know, if I get a little bit too aggressive and the guy's got a chance to make a play on the ball, he's always done a good job of turning into a defender. And like I tell all my receivers, if they do that for me and don't hang me out to dry, you know, I'm going to give them every chance in the world.
It almost seems like you guys are in such sync that you could be blindfolded and throw to a spot and he would be there.
Yeah, you know, it's nice when, you know, we do a lot of stuff at the line now where it's, you know, don't got a signal to him. Don't, you know, I just got to go over and take a look at him, and he's got an idea of what I want to do. So it's fun to play with a player like that for sure.
Thanks, Kevin.